All the way from Providence, Rhode Island, coming to you from the Minute with Mary studio. Welcome to Bridgerton with Mary and Blake. It's a podcast dedicated to Bridgerton on Netflix. So sit back, relax, and let's get ready to spill the tea. Hello, everybody, and welcome back. My name is Mary Larson.
My name is Blake, and I am ready for some Bridgerton.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man. I just want to say, obviously, as you can see from this title, if you're watching, I mean, if you're listening to this on the podcast app, or you already know if you're watching us live, that this is going to be about the season 3 trailer. And Mary, I think there are a lot of good differences here from the previous seasons. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, I am excited for it.
Good.
I'm excited for season 3. I was worried that I wasn't going to care about what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I do.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not going to lie.
I'm excited. So, of course, it has been a while since we've had Bridgerton. And in between season 2 and 3 of Bridgerton, we also had Queen Charlotte, which we did cover in this podcast. We actually had it as a perk for our patrons. And then after we were doing all of that in season, we were able to release it to all of our general listeners here. So that being said, I do want to give a shout out to our patrons at jointhenerdclan.com. If you're not a member there yet, you can join for as less than a cup of coffee. And honestly, it helps continue to allow us to put these free podcasts out to the world. We have listeners all around the world, you being right now one of them. And for as little as $2 a month, you are able to support this mom and pop podcast shop. If supporting, you know, homegrown business is important to you and you have the ability to contribute, know that it makes the world to us. It makes a huge difference to allow us to create this content. So thank you so much. And for those of you who are already members, we hope you've been enjoying a lot of the content. You, of course, get you get our show notes. You get to hear the podcast episodes beforehand. You've been able to get extra podcasts. You got the Queen before everybody else. You get the Crown, the Rise Up podcast, mm-hmm. a bunch of other things, Blake's knee-jerk reactions. So tons of goodies there as we go into Bridgerton. We're going to have some more fun things for our patrons. So keep your eyes and ears there. And if you want to learn more, you can go to jointhenerdclan.com. All right, Blake, let's get into the show.
All right. All right, Marvin, let's get her done, shall
we?
Yes,
we shall.
Here we go. All right, so this is the season 3 trailer, as I am sure you all know. We are a tad late with this particular episode, but you know what? We're here. We're ready to go. We're talking about it. If you are watching us live, we have it here on our screen that is behind us. For those who are watching live, you'll also have it full screen on your viewing device. If you're listening, you can just actually play this along with the trailer if you'd like. Whatever. You know what? We're here. We're having fun.
Yes.
We're just watching some Bridgerton and having a good time.
Exactly.
All right, Marvin. You want to just start it? Like, you want to just hit play and then that's
probably
it?
I should put on my headphones for that.
You know what? That might... You know, no one ever said we were professional.
No.
No one ever said that. No one ever said that we were prepared. Not one. And Mary still can't get...
Oh, my gosh. One day.
One day we'll have a real podcast.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
All right, here we go. So we're going to... Marvin, we're going to have this full screen for us, okay?
Okay.
And then that'll be that. And
so I'm looking straight here.
You can look right here, or you can even look over there if you'd like.
Oh, awesome.
Because we have multiple screens in this
studio.
We do.
Okay, we do.
Go. All right, let's do this. We'll get it to... There we go. This is the beginning of the trailer, and we're just going to hit play, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Question, Blake. Stop. Stop, Blake.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, are we watching the whole thing through, and then we're going to dissect? I just want to know, am I supposed to be quiet right now, soaking it in?
Oh, okay.
Or are we stopping?
Yeah, you know
what? Let's watch the whole thing first.
Let's watch the whole thing through. Okay, and then,
Because listeners, once again, I have barely watched this. Blake's watched it a million times.
Yes.
Which is very different than how we usually do things. I'm usually the one that watches stuff a million times. So I want to soak it in for a whole time viewing experience.
We're just going
to
enjoy it.
Let's do it.
Okay,
let's do it.
Here we go.
Dearest gentle reader, We have been apart for far too long. At last, London's fashionable set has made its return. And it seems that our bon ton is moving with the changing tide. So too is this author.
I cannot live at home any longer. I must take a husband.
Does my lady have a suitor in mind?
Is that our brother?
Colin?
Brother, under what foreign sun did you apparently get so sturdy?
Oh, it is good to see you.
Is it?
Something wrong?
Seems as though every Bridgerton was born to attract notice. For some of us, notice is very slight.
If a husband is what you seek, let me help you. Are we not friends?
Friends.
I should like to see your skills as they are first.
How delightful to see you all. The splendid weather we are having. I would not be angry if you found me to be a lost cause.
You must not say such things. You are Penelope Featherington. Do not forget that.
She's not seeking a husband in you, I hope.
No, I'm only helping her find one.
Since when are you worried about Penelope?
What this author knows to be true is that diamonds are not the only gems that sparkle.
Oh, that green.
Lord Debling. He is eager to take a wife this season.
You look especially beautiful tonight, Miss Featherington.
You have done very well, Penelope.
What more could you want?
Mother, do you believe the best foundation for love is friendship?
It is rare, but you must follow your heart.
What is the primary force that guides us along our paths?
Penelope.
Is it our minds or our hearts?
Oh. Oh, all of it.
All right.
Okay. All right. We're here for this.
Okay. So let's just talk about it real quick. Okay.
Oh, yes, please.
All right. So right off the jump, Maven, how many cups of tea are you giving this trailer?
Five.
I kind of agree with you.
Ooh, Blake.
I kind of agree with
my
you.
My lack of optimistic natured husband. This is something.
It's kind of a big deal. I think it gives you a great insight back into the world. There is this little bit of meta commentary from even Whistledown herself. Like, it's been far too long.
Oh, yes, it is.
And I like when shows in their marketing do that because it is far too long. It has been a while since we've watched Bridgerton. I mean, when they were filming this, it was COVID. Mm-hmm. You know, like, it was straight up COVID time.
And we've had Queen Charlotte in between these seasons.
Yes. Which is great.
Yes.
But it's not Bridgerton.
No, it's Bridgerton-verse.
Yeah, it's Bridgerton adjacent, if you will. So I really like that. I think it sets the tone for what's to come. It shows Penelope's humor. It shows a sturdy Colin, if you will.
Sturdy.
And I think it gets you, again, it gets you back into that universe. Mm-hmm. Do you have any other reasoning for why you think this is a number five cups of tea?
You know, whoever made this trailer, they know who their target audience is. They know how to wet our whistles, whether you have been binging Bridgerton ever since, or if you took a break and you watched other things in between, they were able to revisit some of our favorite characters. They were able to weave in beautiful imagery. They were able to weave in the musicality that we've been able to become accustomed to with Bridgerton. All the feels that you had with Bridgerton seasons one and two are back. And even just the cute little dropsies, you know, those little things that we learned in Bridgerton season one, we get to see those aspects. We get the falling petals at the end where they're showing the title card.
Oh, we even get the bee. We get there's a bee at the end.
We get it all, baby.
There's a whole thing going on.
I am here for this. I am so excited. That being said, can we break this trailer down bit by bit so we can really delve into it?
Yes.
Because I know that you've prepared some wonderful things for this podcast.
I do want to say this first. If you are a fan of the books, you know that Penelope and Colin are actually the fourth book. They are not the third book. The third book is about Benedict. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't necessarily know that, and I don't really care because I haven't read the books.
Once again, neither of us have actually read the Bridgerton series. I am going to try to hurry up and catch up and do some fun things for our patrons. So don't you worry.
Right.
I'll be going to be doing some catch up, but neither of us will have read the Cullen Penelope book in time for this season.
Correct.
We can say that freshly.
Would I have liked to have seen Benedict's story for the third season? Sure, because I like Benedict as a character, but I think that what the show itself has created, I think what they have done in choosing Penelope and Cullen fits what the show has created.
I completely agree. We were so much more invested in Penelope in particular, where we left off with her relationship and her kind of finding out that she is Lady Whistledown, and with everything that Cullen's gone through with season one, especially, I agree. I know that you love Benedict.
I do.
I find Benedict boring. I don't care right now if we ever get an entire season dedicated to Benedict. I think he is an exceptional friend character.
Yep.
He's a lot of comedic relief.
Sure.
And he's like my C-3PO.
He's a side guy.
He is a side guy for me
You never go full side guy.
But I'll be honest with you, when Bridgerton comes out with their teaser trailers, they do get glow-ups. If this is your season,
you go through
quite a lot for your glow-up. It's not just a hairdo that gets fixed,
Colin's glow-up, as I've said before, needs to be studied by scientists.
I don't think it's that hard. It's called Netflix gives you a personal trainer, a dietitian.
They paint you
with Tanner.
Holy smokes.
I mean, if you are Bridgerton's lead character for a season,
the
world is your oyster.
Like, there's a point in that trailer where I thought he was like Mick Jagger, like circa 1975.
Yes.
Like, premium Mick Jagger.
Yes.
With the brown leather coat
and everything
they've
done to Penelope. She's just absolutely glowing, so glamorous in a sophisticated way.
Yeah.
I've always thought Penelope is downright stunning.
Yes.
But what they've been able to do to enhance her femininity and also age her so that she is an appropriate look and demeanor of a woman who is about to be on the marriage market is exceptional. But the glamour glow that they're doing in this trailer for Penelope, I'm here for
it. It's different. And, you know, Mary, I think you made a really great point about Penelope. They've kind of, yes, we do know that she's hashtag Lady Whistledown and hashtag spoilers. Sorry.
Where have you been?
I know, where you been? And even though they have finally made that apparent that she is Lady Whistledown, they have
finally, they told us at the end of season one.
Well, I know, but know what I mean.
By saying to Eloise.
Yes. Yes. Like they
now that she's outed to Eloise.
So the thing is, they have still portrayed her, at least within the context of being Penelope Featherington, as a younger version of what she could be. Like, she has been portrayed as, I don't want to say childish, but she has been portrayed as someone who's just young and not mature enough yet.
I'd also say looked over.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
You know, not necessarily even young, because she's such an intelligent woman, and we get to see that, and so caring and wonderful, but because she is looked over by her family, she's looked over by Cullen, she's looked over by all these other suitors, we as the viewer don't see her easily as marriage market material, and yet this woman, she's one of my faves.
So I've done a lot of different research here and read a lot of different articles, particularly from the showrunners. And quotes from them, and there's something to note here, Mary, and that is the showrunner has changed for season three. It has gone from the original showrunner of Chris Van Dusen to now Jess Brownell, who served as a writer on the first two seasons.
Who did Queen Charlotte?
That was Chris Van Dusen.
Okay.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It was Shonda Rhimes. She ran.
Okay.
She ran Queen Charlotte.
So Chris Van Dusen ran, meaning captain of the ship.
Yes.
Seasons one and two of Bridgerton.
Correct.
Queen Charlotte, all Shonda Rhimes.
Correct.
This season
it's
Jess
Brownell,
who was a writer on seasons one and two.
Yes.
Was she also involved in Queen Charlotte?
You know, that is a great question. Let's find
Thank
that
you.
Out right now.
Because I'm calling that like Lion King 2.5. For those of you who missed out on Lion King 2.5, if you're a child of the 80s, 90s, and you missed out on that gem, I think there was a 1.5. Maybe it was a 1.5. But it's basically like young Simba's life. And he's hanging out with Timon and Pumbaa and all their little adventures. Fantastic, fantastic piece of.
No, she did not.
Okay.
She did not even. She wasn't even a producer on.
Interesting.
Queen Charlotte.
She was probably working on this.
Let's see.
That's probably what it was. She was.
Oh yeah, I imagine.
I mean, it was, like you said, this was during COVID timeframe, so she was busy. She was busy, and needed to have some focus.
Yep. It looks like she was just, executive story editor for Queen Charlotte.
Fantastic.
That's it. Okay.
All right.
All right.
So you were saying she's a new showrunner.
Yes, new showrunner, brand new, and that's that. So she had some comments about this, and this is some of the articles that I had read. While the first two seasons of the Netflix hit Hollywood followed the books, first focusing on Daphne and then Anthony, the third book is about Benedict, Jess Brownell, who stepped in as the new showrunner as Chris Van Dusen exited, exclusively shares her reasoning. I really feel like it's Colin and Penelope's time, she said, because we've been watching both of these actors on our screens since season one. We've already invested in them a little bit. We know who they are as people. I feel like, especially in the last season, there are these moments of tension between them where it's like Colin walks up the line of almost realizing that Penelope has feelings for him, but doesn't quite get there. Instead of treading water on that dynamic, we wanted to push it into their season. I really felt like it was the perfect moment to tee it up.
Love it.
Now, just so for some more clarity on Jess Brownell, she is the new showrunner for season three of Bridgerton. She spent 4 years as an assistant to Betsy Beers, who was the longtime producing partner of Shonda Rhimes. So she began doing political research on Scandal that she was totally, as she said herself, wholly unqualified for. And then finally, she was elevated to full-blown show writer and writer when Shondaland moved operations from ABC to Netflix for Bridgerton. And then she wrote that that little series called Inventing Anna. Mm-hmm. And then she said Shonda and Betsy have really supported her glow up, so to speak, and what that means for her. She even said that she just got the phone call about being the showrunner late in season two, and she happily accepted. And by the way, Chris Van Dusen and Shonda and everything, it's just like, nope, it's not that there's anything wrong. It's not that there's anything a problem. It's just... I told my story. I accomplished what I set out to accomplish, and now I'm moving on.
Fantastic.
So that's that. Okay. All right. So, ready to step into this trailer?
I am.
All right. Let's do it.
Okay. Freeze.
Okay.
So we're going to do it scene by scene.
Okay.
So we're starting off with these gentlemen sitting down, what we're going to assume to be the queen's chair.
Definitely getting it ready.
And just reminding us where we've been. Can I say their choice to start with this scene?
Makes sense.
Yes, because we just left off with the queen, with Queen
right.
Charlotte.
Right.
So I love that this is where it's coming. Like, okay, you've watched the queen. And now it's going to be something else. Because are they they're sitting the chair down. They're kind of moving back.
Yep.
Resetting the universe.
Yep, here we go.
Next we get a little party glass filling up.
Oh, all the champagne.
All the champagne.
Here we go.
Going into some choreographed dance moves, which I can't wait to see what covers they're going to do.
Okay, so Mary and I have been rewatching Bridgerton, obviously, in preparation for this new season. One of the things that I stopped here, Mary, because you talked about choreographed, you talked about choreographed dance moves. One of the things that I remembered, Mary, is I remember feeling like the first season was very magical, and it was very like it was visually planned. If you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like the second season. To me, lacked that orchestration. Like it lacked that grandeur that the first season had. That may have been by design. I remember talking about it with you, but right away, we're getting an automatic shot of an orchestrated shot here. What do you think about that?
I love it. I'm here for it. It's bringing in some of the aspects that I agree with you. We didn't have as much of. I think season two in general, that was Anthony's story. Anthony had a bit more chaotic love story. And Anthony as a character wasn't all about the glitz and glamour and the newness of this. So I think that we're looking at this through yet another. Because what's interesting with this season is we are heavily invested in Penelope versus in the previous seasons, it's been which Bridgerton are we following? So yes, we're following Colin Bridgerton, and we're also going to be catching up with Eloise, and we see Hyacinth, and also, oh my gosh, what's happening with Lady Bridgerton? Okay, because those of us, we watched the Queen Charlotte, but we know best Penelope. And I think when it's through the eyes of a more feminine character and the things that she will be focusing on, we need to have that lens. So I'm not saying that season two was wrong to have less of the magic, but I just think that Anthony was a more jaded character and we needed to see the chaos and his experience in a different way.
Okay, here we go.
Dearest gentle reader.
So we got Colin coming home.
Colin coming home, yep.
Got him alone in that little carriage. And then this is our first, we get the voice of Lady Bridgerton.
Lady Whistledown.
Yep. And it opens up, dearest gentle reader, and boom, it's a shot of Penelope.
Yes.
And I, just from that quick one time that we watched it, it almost felt like every time Lady Whistledown was talking, or frequently when she was talking, it was shots of Penelope, reminding us this is who wrote it.
Sure.
But here is your first glamour glow shot of Miss Penelope Featherington.
And this is something that I want to say too, Mary, and that is, if you notice the, you know, if you're watching it with us, the camera is very soft. Mm-hmm. It is extraordinarily soft on Penelope in this shot. You're actually going to see that for the remainder of this trailer, especially in what looks to be like the intimate, softer scenes. This to me feels a lot different than what we saw in seasons one and two. This, it almost feels like the kind of texture, it almost feels a little bit like a soap opera.
Oh.
And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean it in a way that it just, it looks and it feels different from how it was shot in seasons one and two.
To me, it's more sensual. And I love that Colin brings up in this trailer, you know, do you really think, Mom, that the best romances, the best love stories are those built in friendships? Mm-hmm. And to me, the soft focus and the way that they're showing them, it is to make us build this crazy anticipation that not only do we know it, but we are going to feel it, that we are going to feel attracted to Penelope. We're going to feel attracted to Colin. We're going to be sitting here being like, oh my God, just make out already. Just get married already.
All right, here we go.
Been apart for far too long.
We got some bee action. Yep. We've been apart for far too long. Again, the meta commentary here. Love it. Get an opening shot of this house. I'm ready to go. Here we go.
At last, London's fashion.
Okay, pause.
Okay, brand new actress. Brand new actress. She's been recast.
Hyacinth.
Francesca.
No, oh, Francesca. Francesca. Thank you.
Francesca has been recast. Hold
Francesca's on. Back. She got a glow up. She's a new person.
Yes.
But she is entering the ton. This is her opening season. We see her in the traditional white that we've seen her elder sisters, Eloise, and oh my God.
Yeah. What?
Her older sister, Daphne. Yes. Okay, good. Why is my brain farting for a second? They got to come in with a white big plume on their head, their white outfit. Who will be the diamond of this season? Mm-hmm. Do we know the diamond?
I don't know the diamond.
No, I'm wondering.
Sorry.
I'm wondering, will we know the diamond or will it be a new person to us from before?
Gotcha. All right, so Francesca has been recast. The new actress's name is Hannah Dodd. She's best known for her time on Anatomy of a Scandal and has been cast as Francesca. She is billed as a series regular now as opposed to just a guest appearance, which means that she can have a bigger role in upcoming
seasons.
She looks
a little old.
A little bit older. I totally agree.
She looks like she could be, you know, how old is she? To me, she looks 25. Because we're supposed to be thinking this is someone just entering the marriage market. She is supposed to be younger than Eloise. And this woman looks older to me than Eloise.
I would agree.
Much older.
Let's see. So, yeah.
However, she looks incredibly like Lady Bridgerton. When you look at this,
if
I'm supposed to believe that this is mother-daughter, I believe it. I would even believe that she could be cast as a young Lady Bridgerton.
I'm buying that too.
Right?
I'm totally buying that as well. She got the same structure, mm-hmm. like the same cheekbones, mm-hmm. like this the same chin line.
Yes.
Even the eyes are very similar.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm totally buying
Agreed.
That.
So, she to me looks the most like Lady Bridgerton out of all of the girls that they've had so far.
So the idea here is that they are going to allow her to star more in the next coming seasons, which to me shows Bridgerton ain't going anywhere anytime soon.
Oh, no, they had a lot of kids.
And in fact, Francesca's book is the sixth book in the series. Mm-hmm. So if they're already starting to plant the seeds for what's to come, mm-hmm. yeah, you can best believe that they got at least, because you know they're going to tell Benedict's story.
Yes.
Right? They have to now.
Yes.
Because they've built up to that. Now it's a question of how much building are they doing between either Benedict or Francesca, mm-hmm. right? Are they giving
and
us...
And Eloise.
And Eloise, too. That's a good point.
Eloise needs her story told.
Because they've naturally built up to that, too, right?
Like, will Eloise's story also be told this year? Because remember, this is the trailer only for the first half. This is the trailer for everything that's going to get dropped in May.
Yeah.
This does not cover material for what gets dropped in June.
Good point. That's a good point.
Oh, my God.
That's a good point. All right. Well, you know what?
Okay,
let's keep
going. The Queen's reaction to Francesca.
Let's see.
This is a face that might say this is this year's diamond.
True.
I gotta tell you. Wilsett
has made its return.
Look at that smile and nod by Queen Charlotte.
Just a total level of satisfaction. Like almost self-satisfaction.
Yes. Where she's like, dang, girl, did it again. These Bridgertons with their glow-ups.
And I gotta say, now knowing the relationship shared between the Queen and Brimsley from
Queen Charlotte,
I look at Brimsley completely different. Like not even close. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's such a better, it's such a much more textured experience with the show now.
Agreed.
Knowing their history and even knowing what Brimsley ostensibly gave up, mm-hmm. To help and to keep serving the Queen.
Yes.
Interesting stuff. All right, here we go.
Let's return.
Oh my God! So is this Anthony and Sharma Sharma? Okay, here we go.
With
still
big
madly
smiles,
in love.
Love it.
Big luscious kiss.
Yes.
Oh.
And it seems that our bon ton is
a bon ton.
Bon ton.
I'm here for the rhyming, and then of course
we're still expanding our storytelling with the boxer and
his
wife.
Yes.
Okay. Here we go.
It's moving with the change.
Oh,
moving
here's the shock.
With the changing. Tide?
Here? Of course.
Changing tide.
Can't.
All right. She says changing tide.
Yes.
And immediately, we are Miss Cowper and we are on Eloise, who apparently are now friends.
They're so friends that Eloise is wearing a lilac purple that is matching Cressida. She's got her little arm thing. Her dress is lilac
purple.
On
Wednesdays, we wear pink.
Seriously. Oh my gosh. Cressida is smiling at her. Eloise is giving her a little like bestie, you know, head tilt.
Yeah.
And we get a quick shot of Penelope, which, mind you, it may not be in context to this same exact shot when we actually watch the show, but it's perfect.
Here we go.
Changing tide.
Oh, so look at that. Looks like betrayal.
I cannot live at home any longer.
Okay. Oh, so we got one of the Featherington sisters who is teasing one of these guys with, it looks like, some grapes. Okay, here we go.
You just went by.
I'm just saying. Like, we got Penelope also saying that she can't live at home anymore.
Yes.
Interesting. Okay. How is she going to do that? What part of that is going to be happening? Okay. Here we go.
She's saying it of all people to Madame Delacroix.
I know.
And. Which is a very interesting thing. I'm wondering if she's being bothered by her sister. You know, why would she divulge this information to this woman? Mm. But on the flip side, this is another working woman who takes care of herself, who has to look out for herself. And maybe Penelope is saying this. She's like, I'm done.
Yep.
Make me some new dresses.
By the way, notice the color that she's wearing on top of her normal yellow. It is a lavender color that is the same exact color that Eloise was just wearing for that little pink thing.
maybe Madame Delacroix was like, this is the new shade. All the girls are wearing it. She's like, listen, honey, I want black sparkles. Okay, take me to the night court, which I know you don't understand, but all of our ACOTAR friends, you got it. All right.
Here we go.
And then we get Colin hitting on some other lady in the next shot.
Well, you know, he's a man of the people.
How many longer? I must take a husband.
Does my lady have a suitor in mind?
Yes.
Is that her brother?
Colin.
Okay.
Colin.
All right. Here it is. Full Mick Jagger right there.
Oh.
Full Mick Jagger.
Okay.
Look at his hair. Like,
you know what's funny?
Cheekbones.
In this scene. Okay. So you know, they're looking back.
Look at him.
Oh, he's precious.
You can't tell me he hasn't got... He might have even done a little Ozempic, I think, here.
Stop it. Hot topic. What I couldn't unsee in this little scene of the drop season is that our brother, Colin, mm-hmm. is when he's going to pick up the glove or mm-hmm. hanky.
Yep.
To me, knowing that this was filmed, you know, right just after COVID and everything, during midst, all I saw was a dirty glove. Do you remember hot COVID times.
Oh,
and you'd
yeah.
go out and there'd be masks and gloves all over the ground from just jabronis who were leaving their trash. You can't tell me that doesn't look like a glove from someone who went food shopping with gloves and a mask on and just threw it when they were packing their car. You remember those times?
I do remember those times.
When people didn't know what was going on and they were just hospital gloves everywhere. And that's what I looked.
Masks
I saw that
everywhere.
And it brought back the trauma of being in a Stop and Shop parking lot seeing everyone's garbage.
All right, here we go. And what I like about this too is that they had just shown Penelope in yellow. Obviously, that is her color that she has worn throughout.
That's her family's color.
Yeah, but she's worn it throughout the seasons. And even in this shot here, they are showing yellow on the right hand side.
Ooh.
It is meant to look like he is picking this thing up
right in front of
Penelope.
Oh, okay.
And of course, it makes sense because then there is the later.
Is that her brother?
There is the next shot of, oh my God, it's all the Bridgertons. Mm-hmm. Of course it's going to be for Penelope, mm-hmm. right? Why wouldn't it be?
Colin.
But it's not.
Ba-ba-ba.
It is this gorgeous, beautiful creation with like the beautiful ruffles around her neck, the pink and the green. And note, there's a lot of this light green, kind of like what you're wearing right now.
You know?
Okay, I'm seeing Lady Bridgerton wearing some of this mint green. Love it. I'm here for it.
You know what? We are going to have to hurry this up a little bit because
we're
only 35 seconds in.
Let's go.
And we're 33 minutes into the podcast.
Okay, let's go.
Here we go.
Brother, under what foreign sun did you apparently get so...
Whoa. This man has not eaten a cupcake in 3 years.
And it's Benedict making the joke. Well done, Benedict. You did your C-3PO joke.
Good point. And
here you are.
I don't know. I'm not sure if these abs are like abs or if they're Edward Cullen abs. If you know what I mean.
Painted on. No, I believe that these would be real. Plus, you can enhance it with bronzer.
That's true. Also, I wanted to say this kind of reminded me of Anakin Skywalker, Hayden Christensen, mm-hmm. between episodes 2 and 3.
Oh, yes.
Like, episode 2, he was Anakin. And then episode 3, he was Anakin.
Well, they have to do this because, once again, we've seen these people as younger characters. We've seen them, you know... Granted, he's older than Daphne, I believe, but it's because he's
a C. Yep.
So, you know, obviously still within the marriage age time frame, but we've always seen him as the younger brother, the one that they kind of goof around with. So they have to do this. We have to make sure. Okay, just so you know, we might see him hook up. And then the next scene.
All right, here we go.
Do you apparently get so sturdy?
Sturdy.
One other thing, too.
We might need that as a sound clip for this season, whenever anyone's hot. When did you ever get so sturdy?
One thing I liked here is how the brothers move their heads together. Watch.
Just so sturdy. Brotherly. Ah, little head tilt.
The head tilt to the same.
Cuties. Yes. We're next at a park scene. We've been at this park. We've done promenading here. We've done the little boat. So it's nice once again to be familiarized with everything. But there's hot air balloon.
Hot air balloon.
Sign me up.
This is clearly something that is going to be a big deal. The hot air balloon.
I
have a feeling.
Here we go. So.
You don't have this kind of shot without there being a purpose.
There needs to be someone in it.
Yeah, guaranteed.
Oh, it's good to see you.
Okay, is it? So still early.
Yep.
Because she's still in her Featherington colors in this shot. However, we cut and she's got blue on.
All the blue.
Okay, and she's wearing her own jewelry. She's got her soft makeup on again. So when he's first seeing her, good to see you again, she's nervous.
Yeah.
And she's rocking her. But like, what I love is she is wearing a lot of light blue and green mm-hmm. in the future scenes, which shows Bridgerton, hello.
Again, that soft look. Mm-hmm. There's a distinct difference in how they're shooting Penelope.
Love it.
Seems as though every Bridgerton was born to attract notice. For some of us.
All right, so we have, at first I thought this was Daphne.
Oh, I know she looks very much like her.
But this obviously is Francesca. Daphne will not be appearing in this season.
That's okay.
I know, it's okay. But again, more choreographed dancing. More. It just feels a little bit more like...
Daphne and Simon, you know what they are? They're the Olsen twins in the Fuller House. Which this is Netflix, so we can
do it.
That's
true. Yeah, we can.
You know,
say that,
it's like they reference them. Oh, where's Michelle? I don't know.
And
she's
they all look
busy.
At the camera.
Yeah. Okay? We all know.
All right, here we go.
Some of us.
Look, blue.
Oh, all the blue. Yep. Still a wallflower, though. Still on the side. Very much intentional.
Mm-hmm. This is very slight.
If a husband is what you seek, let me help you.
And then she switches into this green shade, which I think is brilliant, mm-hmm. as she's been shown in a lot of yellow all mm-hmm. these years, and the Bridgerton shade being blue, and yet put them together, you get green.
Give yourself some green.
So we're seeing a lot of green outfits for Penelope.
Okay.
Friends?
Friend zone.
Friends.
I should like to see...
Okay, one thing I like about this too, and this is just a production standpoint thing, or an editing standpoint thing. I love when we have multiple layers in a shot. And it, right now I've paused it on how this statue is in front of the words from Netflix and Shondaland. I love creating depth. I love being able to see the differences and feel like the words are a natural part of the story. Even though that these are production notes, it's a cool fixture of what trailers can and cannot do.
Your skills as they are first.
How delightful to see you all. The splendid weather we are having.
I love this.
It's great. And
and you see Colin being like, oh my God.
What are we doing?
She's trying.
Again.
Got our bees.
Got our bees. Yes. And we got some more depth created with the words. One question I have for you, Mary, and I'm gonna go to our main.
What's interesting, by the way, this is lilac, and we have been seeing wisteria as the purple color.
Yep.
So I don't know if this is to represent a different part in the season, like physical season of spring when the flowers might be different, but it's just another purple flower.
So, Mary, my question to you is that this setup here. The one with Colin and Penelope where they're like, we're going to help you find a husband. This kind of feels a little derivative of season one.
Yes.
Your thoughts on that?
I'm here for it because to me, Daphne and Simon had a great night. This is going to be my canon ideas is why we don't see Daphne and Simon. They told Colin. They told Colin the whole story.
Gotcha.
They got tipsy on some of that champagne we saw, and they were like, Colin, do you... Because he's saying, okay, guys, I'm in the marriage market this year. What should I do? And they're like, you know what you need to do.
Yeah.
This is it. This is how you do it. So I'm okay with it being somewhat similar because they obviously have been friends, and it would make sense.
Sure.
This is what you would do. We all made promises with friends of ours back in high school. If you're not married by the time you're 30 or 40, we'll get married.
Fair enough. This
is exactly what that feels like to me.
I wonder if anybody's actually done that.
I would love to know.
I would love to know too. Like if you're a nerd out there that said to one of your high school friends, oh, if we're 30, we're not married yet, which at the time when you were saying that felt million miles away. I wonder if anybody actually made good on that.
I said it to two people.
Did you really?
Yes.
Oh.
It's okay.
No.
It's totally okay.
That
I would have been
not okay.
Yes, it is. Well, one of them by high school came out that he was gay, so that would have been different. And so then I needed to find another person in college. And he said that we could just live on a boat and study sea turtles. And I was like, that sounds great.
Do I know this person?
Yeah. No, we're not, we weren't romantic.
I'm just saying.
It's just pooper.
Okay. There you go.
All right.
Okay. Well, let's continue get back to Bridgerton.
I would not be angry if found to be a lost cause.
You must not say such things. You.
Okay. All right. I want to go back to this shot here for Colin.
Oh.
They're even shooting him. I mean, this is an extreme close-up. Mm-hmm. They're shooting him in that same soft manner.
Yes.
Like, it is, there is a point to this, mm-hmm. right? And as we all know, it's a Marion Blake Media commitment. Whatever you're putting into your show, whether it is writing, direction, lighting, there has to be a purpose. If there's no purpose, it shouldn't be in there. Mm-hmm. So I think visually they're using this kind of shot and this style shot to make a visual connection between the two.
Fantastic.
All right.
Let's not say such things. You are Penelope Featherington. Do not forget that.
Which is very sweet, because honestly, the Featheringtons don't have a good rap. It's not like you're saying, you are a Bridgerton.
Yeah.
Don't forget that. You're saying, like, you're a Penelope Featherington, but it goes to show you that he respects her, and he respects her family, which he's done time and time again. Love it.
And you, I hope.
No, I'm only helping her find one.
Since when are you worried about Penelope?
Oh, and this. Eloise. Can you stop for a second?
Yes.
This makes me mad, and yet I appreciate it, because we need to remember, Eloise is furious about Penelope for her lying to her about being Lady Whistledown this whole time, and now she's like, Colin, you better not be trying to woo her. Mm-hmm. So think about the complex layers that's going to be happening here if we do see him start to fall for
Penelope.
Why
is she so against?
Because this was her bestie who lied to her all this time and dragged her through the muck and mire in a Lady Whistledown papes.
Okay, fair enough.
Get your papes. So, all done. Yes. To Eloise, she's dead to me.
All I could think of. But at the same time, she wants to be her friend. She probably
Eloise?
Yeah, I bet you she misses being best friends
with
Penelope.
Not right now. Not in this trailer.
All I could think of is Hermione explaining to Ron all the things that Cho Chang is feeling.
At the same time.
Just
because you have the emotional range of a teaspoon.
You're a wizard, Harry.
Oh, man. All right, here we go. Let's get back into it.
And I love the little snide look that Eloise gives. I'm here for it. I'm here for the Eloise energy.
What this author knows to be true is that diamonds are not the only gems that sparkle.
Oh, what a reveal.
Right?
That's an A-plus reveal right mm-hmm. there. And I love the fact that it in this reveal, it is green. Look at that glow up. That is a glow up for the ages. I don't know who is better competition right now, Penelope's glow up or Colin's glow up.
Oh, Penelope's.
Oh, my goodness. That is some stunning
stuff. The sheer, the sparkles. Everyone turns to see her.
Oh, yes. And, you know, for a wallflower to make that kind of move, it's a big deal. It almost reminds me of Alicent Hightower in House of the Dragon when she showed up that day wearing green mm-hmm. as opposed to black or whatever that she was normally wearing. And she makes a stand at that point.
Yes.
This is the Alicent Hightower moment.
And then we get the shot to Eloise and Cressida. Who could that be? And the dropping of their face.
All right, here we go.
Lord Debling. He is eager to take a wife this season.
All right, so we're going to have a little bit of a side person. Maybe, perhaps, a little bit of love triangle action.
Yeah, I love it.
Are you here for the love triangle action?
Well, what's interesting is Lady Danbury saying this to somebody. I can't exactly see who it is, but to me, it's the queen. I can just, there's a lot of wig
this looks
kind
like
of action going
me.
On right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, there's a whole, yeah.
So I don't know if this is just the queen being like, listen, let's have fun.
I bet.
Let's have some tea.
I wonder if Francesca is the diamond.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if
The queen.
The queen is trying to set her up with this guy.
With the guy who's dancing with Penelope?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. And I wonder if...
then there's even more conflict between the Bridgertons.
Right.
Okay.
You know what? That'll be a scribbling prediction.
Yes.
Yes.
Lord Debling.
Lord Debling is meant for Francesca. However, big however, he doesn't want Francesca. He wants to be with Penelope.
Mm-hmm.
And Penelope has to make a choice between Lord Debling and Colin.
And I like Lord Debling.
Seems like a nice guy.
He does.
You know what? Honest? Look at him. Like, good looking man. Nice beard. Good beard action.
Yes.
I love the outfit choice.
I love the way he looks at Penelope. I love the way she looks at him.
It's an honest thing, it feels like. Okay, here we go.
Eager to take a wife this season?
You look especially beautiful tonight.
Thank you. Yes. Yes, she does.
Oh, this little dance move with the light on her, the way that it's hitting. That what is ostensibly moonlight, but it's not. It's okay. Because the moon would never shine like that. And
that's okay.
That's the one thing about Bridgerton that I can't stand is how they try to mimic moonlight. It happens often. It drives me nuts.
Just let the mystery be.
Let the mystery be.
You have done
and this
very well.
It seems to be the same dress. Or maybe not. Maybe
no,
it's just the same
different.
Coloring. Yeah.
Different. But this to me is her, Penelope attracting Lord Debling and her mother being like, okay, yep, you did great. Good job. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Penelope, what more could you want?
Mother, do you believe the best foundation for love is friendship?
It is rare, but you must follow your heart.
And in that shot, as she's talking to Lord Debling, she's in the Bridgerton blue. Penelope is in the Bridgerton blue. So I think that that's very interesting.
And this looks like Penelope and Colin dancing together.
Really? I thought it was Anthony and Sharma Sharma.
Oh, it might be. I don't know. But
the hair color looked darker.
Well, let's take a quick look. She looks like she's wearing a hood. Let's see.
Oh, maybe that would be it. Maybe she's in her Lady Featherington.
Oh, you know what? You might be right. This might be...
But it looks like the guy doesn't have a shirt on. Are we like naked dancing? What's going on?
Yeah, you know what? You might be right.
Or is this a performance? You remember the lady
who
had the crazy performances? Yeah. Maybe this is part of it. It's like...
But again, we have some more texturing here, some more layering with the words
and then my
the
favorite
dancers.
Shot of Penelope in this trailer comes up. This one.
Of
her longingly looking out the window, very pensive. Who should I choose? What should I do?
Life is so hard. Oh. Again, that soft look.
But the curtains even mimic the color in her eyes. She's just doing such a lovely job.
All right, here we go. That's another Anakin shot right there. Anakin had the same exact shot in episode
3. Getting up shirtless.
Getting up shirtless.
Colin. Okay.
With the chest, and he's coming up from a dream. It's like, oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Padme.
What is the primary force that guides us?
Francesca. Yeah, you know what, Mary? Francesca's going to have a bigger thing in all of this.
Yes, she is.
Let's see. Let's
and
go back
she's
to that
looking to the
painting.
Shot, I think, of her parents.
That is of her parents,
yes.
Yes. I wonder why.
Maybe she gets the best love story out of all. Maybe she's the closest to Lady Bridgerton. Who knows? Who knows?
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go.
That guides us along our paths.
And
all
here.
Right. Here's a Chernobyl take.
Okay.
Or at least a Chernobyl-sized drop.
Okay.
Lady Bridgerton's going to have her some love this season.
I don't think that's a Chernobyl-sized drop if you've watched Queen Charlotte.
I know, but...
Yeah, but it would be lovely.
Yes, there's a lot going on here.
We all want Mama to have some action.
Yes.
We all are here for Lady Bridgerton to let her garden bloom.
Let her garden...
We're here for some bloomage, okay? It's been a long winter.
All right, here we go.
Is it our minds or our hearts?
Now, is it an angry Penelope? Is that a I'm desperate for you, Penelope? Is that a you, Lady Bridgerton Penelope?
I don't know.
Does
Lady Whistledown.
Yes. Lady Whistledown.
So that is that. That is our review of the trailer, and that's all we got.
Is there anything else that you wanted to share?
No, I mean, we're about 50 minutes into this podcast. I feel like we're pretty good. Do you have any scribbling predictions or anything, Mary? Anything that you want to predict, if you will?
I feel like we covered a lot of them while we were actively watching the trailer.
I think so, too. I think we did a good job. Of course, if you have any thoughts in the listening world, please let us know. You can either go to maryandblake.com and send us a message there, or you can just email us at maryandblakemedia@gmail.com and we'll get them. And if, hey, you know what? If we get enough listener feedback, maybe we'll have a listener feedback episode, shall we?
You could.
All right. All right. All right, Marvin, you ready to close this bad boy out?
I sure am.
All right, let's do it.
Friends, as we're gearing up for season 3 of Bridgerton, Blake and I are finalizing our schedule of when we're going to be able to do each episode. Because, of course, what's going to happen, just as a reminder, is Bridgerton is coming out in 2 chunks. So they're going to drop 4 episodes, I believe, on May 16th.
Well, you know what? I can verify that
all of
right
these
now.
Dates. And then the next drop will happen in mid-June. So
May 16th, part 1, and then part 2 is June 13th.
Perfect. So what we're going to be aiming for is covering an episode each week. That way, if you binge it all in one day, like we probably will as well, even I will. Blake won't. You'll be good.
I'll do it one at a time.
You will. That we'll be able to enjoy it all with you week by week. And so we're hoping to be able to continue to do these and do them live. Make sure that you are on our texting service. If you're not yet there, you can actually head on over to maryandblake.com. A pop-up's going to come up asking if you would like emails about Bridgerton. And those emails will let you know when we're going live, all that information so that you can join in with us. And of course, we love your listener feedback. So when it does come out, you can even head to maryandblake.com and leave your voice feedback. You can send us an email. maryandblakemedia@gmail.com, like Blake said. We would love to know.
You know, Jess Brownell did talk about the split, and I just think it's important that we say this. We didn't initially plan for there to be a break in the middle. Netflix approached us about splitting the season in 2. It's something I think that they're trying out across their platform, and it worked out perfectly, actually. We had a natural break at the end of episode 4. I'm sure it's going to be frustrating for some fans, but it's nice to have that break to take it all in and speculate about what's to come, build momentum before the second part comes out.
Yes.
So, interesting.
Yes.
Maybe we'll talk about that later.
Okay. All right.
All right, cool.
Well, we want to thank you ever so much for tuning on in. Blake and I are really pumped about Bridgerton. And on that note, my name is Mary.
My name is Blake.
Now go out there and spill some tea.
I think it's brew some more tea.
Go for it. Whatever you want to do with
you don't
tea,
want to spill the tea.
It.
I guess you could spill the tea.
We just spilled the tea.
We totally spilled the tea.
I want you to spill it too. That sounds fun.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much.
Bye.